You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. India Inc. is confident that the government and companies are well prepared to tackle the likelihood of a new COVID outbreak in the country following the recent surge in cases in China, and do not expect any disruption to business and economy. India Inc. members told FE that chances of any lockdown is ruled out and companies have a perfect hybrid model in place for employees. Businesses like mobile, electronics, automobile, FMCG and others which depend on Beijing for raw material do not rule out problems in supply chain if the crisis continues for long in China. However, they said that there is no immediate crisis as inventory position is comfortable for the next 4 to 6 weeks. Meanwhile, regulation seems to be catching up fast with the nimble big tech market. The Parliamentary Standing Committee on Finance, which was tasked with looking into the anti-competitive behavior of big tech firms, has given a slew of suggestions, including ex-ante evaluation of their activities, a separate Digital Competition Act, and imposition of reporting requirements on leading players, which are potential threat to competition. In its report tabled in Lok Sabha on Thursday, the panel proposed more teeth to the Competition Commission of India and equipping it with a digital market unit, calling big tech's ad business a monopolist threat. The panel said that to be defined digital gatekeepers should not process, for the purpose of providing online advertising service, the personal data of end users using third-party services. The suggestions come amidst rising concerns over the functioning of big tech firms and what is perceived as unfair business practices by them. Moving on, the Finance Ministry is considering a proposal by the pension regulator PFRDA to extend the tax deduction limit from 20% to 24% of the salary or income of corporate employees and self-employed subscribers of the national pension system to bring them at par with the subscribers who are government employees. It is also looking at another suggestion to treat the annuity income of corporate sector retirees from NPS's salary so that the beneficiaries get the standard deduction available to the salaried class. PFRDA Chairman Supratim Bandyopadhyay told FE, quote, "There should be parity among sectors within NPS, since the entire 14% contribution by the central or state government for their staff is tax-free. The same benefit should be extended to the corporate sector and individuals, subject to the condition that NPS is the only superannuation benefit for these subscribers," unquote. On to economy, the government will likely table a proposed bill to replace the Special Economic Zones Act only in the next session of Parliament, as differences between the Commerce and the Finance Ministries over tax incentives and some other key provisions of the draft bill have delayed its introduction. The Commerce Ministry was earlier planning to introduce the Development of Enterprise and Services Hub Bill in the ongoing winter session of Parliament. Both the ministries are in talks to resolve differences after the Revenue Department rejected the Commerce Ministry proposal to extend a B9 corporate tax rate of 15% until 2032 for the units in these proposed hubs. An official source told FE that more deliberations between the two ministries are being planned to reach an agreement on key contours so that the next text of the bill can be finalized at the earliest. Winnings from online gaming could come under stricter income tax scrutiny. The Finance Ministry is understood to be reviewing the current income tax norms on online gaming and could expand its scope to ensure that winners in such games winning less than Rs 10,000 may also be brought under the tax deducted at source net. There continue to be certain loopholes in the taxation of online gaming. It is being seen how these can be addressed so that the due amount is paid as tax, said a person familiar with the development. The proposal is expected to be a part of the Union Budget 2023-24. Lastly, market regulator SEBI is likely to extend the relaxed open offer norm now applicable to public sector undertakings being privatized to IDBI Bank, sources said. If the relaxation is extended to the winning bidder, the bank jointly owned by LIC and the government, it could acquire additional shares from the public in the open offer at the winning bid price instead of the volume-weighted average market price of last 60 days preceding the offer. The relaxation is expected to give comfort to the potential buyer that there won't be any cost escalation for the open offer. IDBI Bank is a private sector bank by definition, as the government's direct holding in the lender is less than 51%. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.